On the 1st of January, older Americans will get a new government benefit. Medicare Part D is insurance to help seniors pay for prescription drugs. The policies will be sold by private insurance companies, which will begin enrolling customers next month. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports on the potential for profits in this new business.
Health insurers have shown a surprisingly healthy appetite for the new Medicare program. Eight companies are offering it nationwide. Cigna Healthcare is one of them. Terry Swanson, Vice President of Senior Products, says the new market is just too big to ignore.
The 40 million or 42 million people who become eligible for Medicare Part D represent a very large block of business, obviously. And so we saw that as a very compelling reason to participate in Medicare Part D.
But big markets don't always mean big profits. After all, older Americans tend to be sicker Americans. Many take multiple prescription drugs for diabetes, high cholesterol, hypertension.
There was really quite a debate in the industry prior to insurance companies making the decision to enter the market about whether this would in fact be a profitable line of business.
Robert Leshevsky runs a consulting firm for the insurance industry called Health Policy and Strategy Associates. He says profits will depend on several factors.
First of all, who signs up for it? The basic principle of insurance is that you get the sick people and the healthy people coming together in the pool and the healthy people paying premiums into the pool and offsetting the costs of the sicker people.
No one knows if healthy seniors will sign up in large numbers. Medicare Part D is a voluntary program and it may not pay off for them. Profits will also depend on whether insurers can persuade seniors to switch from expensive brand name drugs to cheaper generics. And finally, Leshevsky says, insurer profits will depend on their bargaining muscle.
Will the insurance companies be able to negotiate good prices with the drug industry?
Jackie Kosikoff is an executive vice president at Pacific Care. Her company is a longtime player in the Medicare marketplace. She says she isn't worried about getting a profitable mix of customers. Pacific Care's strategy is simply to enroll a large pool of seniors. The company has set its prices low enough that the government will automatically assign some low-income seniors to Pacific Care. Kosikoff says there will be a lot of these so-called auto-enrollees.
There might be between 8 and 9 million seniors who get auto-assigned to the program just by definition of how the program works. And to the extent that plans enjoy large numbers of that group, they will have an insurance pool, as it were, working for them. And so we'll have a large base beginning on day one who are working through our books.
Kosikoff and other insurance executives take comfort from the fact that if their profit calculations are wrong, the government will protect them from large losses, at least for the next 2 years. After that, the government's role could be the biggest wild card in the profit picture. It's an open question if the government will maintain its generous subsidy as times get tougher. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.